Track 7, more news. Bagpipes to herald D-Day anniversary. The son of Dawlish D-Day piper Bill Millen has paid a visit to the town ahead of the 80th anniversary of his father's historic bagpipe rendition. John Millen, 69, travelled to Dawlish Museum, which has the original set of his father's bagpipes and has a newly named Piper Bill room in his honour. Bill, who was the personal piper to Simon Fraser, 15th Lord Lovat, landed on Sword Beach in Normandy, where he was the only bagpiper to play while the troops landed. After the war, Bill made Dawlish his home, where he worked as a nurse, and his bagpipes and uniform are still in the possession of Dawlish Museum. On D-Day, June the 6th, 1944, Kilted Bill landed at Sword Beach and played his pipes to encourage his comrades. Bill was the only bagpiper in the Allied Armada as Operation Overlord. Lord Lovat, who led the Special Service Brigade at Sword Beach, later captured the key target of Pegasus Breach, accompanied by Bill, who died in 2010 in Dawlish, aged 87. His actions were portrayed in the 1962 film The Longest Day. A bronze life-size statue of Bill was unveiled in his memory in 2013 at Colville Montgomery near Sword Beach.
Police are appealing for witnesses after a collision involving a man and a vehicle in Newton Abbot. Officers were called at around 6:40 p.m. on May the 9th by a member of the public who was reported that a man was lying injured on a grass verge in St Mary Church Road. It was reported that the man had exited a silver-coloured Renault Clio before being involved in a collision with the Clio, causing him to be knocked to the ground. The Clio is said to have left the scene in the direction of Pen Inn roundabout. A woman aged in her 20s was arrested on suspicion of assault, occasioning actual bodily harm and dangerous driving, and has since been released on police bail.
Youngsters who tackled 10 tours. Scouts and explorers from Teambridge had a wonderful weekend at this year's 10 tours event earlier this month, with teams successfully completing the 35, 45 and 55 mile challenges. The conditions were hot and challenging, but at least the moor was reasonably dry underfoot, which was a big contrast with much of the training this year, said Dave Wainwright, 10 Tours training manager for the teams. There was a large crowd at the finish line back at Okehampton Army Camp on Sunday, all cheering and congratulating the team as they finished. We were so impressed with how they all looked after each other and were determined to overcome the heat and complete their route. They should be really proud of what they achieved. The British Army organised event was started by the TV presenter and bushcraft instructor, Ray Mears, and saw 400 teams comprising six youngsters undertaking the two-day challenge, visiting 10 nominated tours on their route. And there are several photographs of the various teams, the Teambridge Explorers, the Buffy Tracy Scouts, the Dawlish Scouts and the Ipplepen Scouts.
Royal Warrant for Luscombe. Buckfast Lee based drinks manufacturer Luscombe has been awarded the new King's Royal Warrant. Royal Warrants are awarded to businesses who supply a very high quality service or product that are enjoyed by the royal households. The firm, which produces organic drinks made from fruit and Dartmoor spring water, has held the Prince of Wales Royal Warrant since May 2021. This esteemed recognition bestowed by the royal households is a resounding endorsement of our unwavering dedication to crafting drinks of exceptional quality, said Luscombe founder Gabriel David. It is a reflection of the hard work of all those involved here over the past 49 years, he added.
And a local care home raises money for dementia. Residents and staff at a Buffy Tracy care home have enjoyed an afternoon of fun and fundraising. Mulberry House Care Home raised £100 for Dementia UK, with the event, which featured an array of homemade cakes and entertainment. Local entertainer Peter McDell was a highlight of the afternoon. A spokesman said the support from our community has been overwhelming, Seeing everyone come together for a cause as important as Dementia UK reminds us of the powerful impact we can have when we unite for a common purpose. The spokesman added, "Our heartfelt thanks go out to everyone who participated, donated and helped organise this wonderful event. Your generosity is making a significant difference in the lives of those affected by dementia."
Bronze Age burial chamber to be excavated. A suspected burial chamber on Dartmoor dating back to the Bronze Age is to be excavated. Dartmoor National Park Authority will spend £90,000 unearthing the site. Experts believe the latest cist, an ancient coffin or burial chamber, could be as significant a find as White Horse Hill. Discovered in 2011, White Horse Hill turned out to be the burial chamber of a woman from around 1700 BC. Members voted unanimously to set aside the money to excavate the site. Archaeologist Dr. Lee Bray said this latest cist, the location of which has not been revealed so as to prevent it being tampered with, was discovered about 2 years ago as the peat eroded around it. Dr. Bray said, "We have every potential for this to be something quite special. We don't know for certain if this is a cist, but it certainly looks like one. All the evidence we have points to it being a cist from the early Bronze Age." And there's a photo of the excavation taking place at White Horse Hill near Cranmere Pool.